And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
And big news this week.
Absolutely. Windows 8.1 is now available for MSDN subscribers.
And TechNet subscribers. So Windows 8.1 RTM, Visual Studio 2013 RC,
right.
And Windows Server 2012 R2 RTM.
Yes.
And I think that means, you know what that means. We unlocked an
achievement. Hat-trick?
A naming achievement. Absolutely.
Which is?
Well, just three different naming conventions. You got 8.1 RTM, you got 2013, which is this year, 2012,
RC,
which is last year.
Okay, good.
Anyway,
good.
Moving right along, you can download, if you're an MSDN TechNet subscriber, you can download the operating systems. And if you are a anybody can download the Visual Studio 2013 RC. That is a public download. However, one thing to point out is that if you are not an MSDN subscriber and you happen to still be running the previews of those operating systems, mm-hmm. the RC of Visual Studio and TFS and .NET 4.5.1 will not install on the previews of Windows 8.1 or Windows Server 2012 R2 preview.
Now, another really important thing to point out here is that there's a number of developers that want to try out the RC, but have existing versions of Visual Studio. Visual Studio 2012 and 2013 will install side by side.
They will install side by side, and if you have Visual Studio 2013 preview installed, we will just upgrade that in place.
Right.
And then same story for moving to RTM once that's released later this year. We have announced that RTM of Visual Studio 2013 and related technologies will be available on October 18th.
As well as, and this gets into our next story, .NET Framework 4.5.1.
That's right. So that's the same day, of course.
So October 18th is the big day for everything.
Yes.
Is really the key takeaway.
Yes, unless you're an MSDN subscriber, and then you can get everything, almost everything today. So Soma has a really nice blog post which rolls up what's available as part of Visual Studio 2013 RC. He talks about some of the top features in TFS, some of the top features in .NET 4.5.1.
Right, a lot of XAML improvements.
XAML.
So things like go to definition, which is really nice. So you don't have to go hunting through your standard styles file. CodeLens.
Yep, we'll talk a little bit more about XAML development improvements here in a moment. And then of course TypeScript is now in the box with Visual
Right.
Studio 2013. So that's exciting. Quite a while that's been kind of a parallel release, and now it's officially part of Visual Studio 2013.
And for people who don't know CodeLens, that's the idea is you can actually see check-ins and see who was the basically what's happened on that page.
We like to call it a heads-up display for your code. So just like a fighter pilot has that situational awareness,
mm-hmm.
Goose, Maverick, you can see exactly where they're at and what they're doing. You can do the same thing now as a developer using CodeLens.
And the coolest part is the link integration. So you can actually say like, hey,
yes.
I saw that person, and wow, I'm going to go ahead and call Brian and say, why did you check in that piece?
Yes, the link integration is new, so that's pretty cool. So we also have a deep dive article that from the .NET Framework team.
Right, on .NET Framework 4.5.1 RC, and this goes into developer productivity. I mean, the biggest one by far, and this is one we've heard since, probably 2005, 2008 days, is 64-bit edit and continue.
That's been on the user voice site for a long, long time.
So I don't know who it is. Send my karma, my love to whoever did that, but that
yes.
is awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome, awesome.
Absolutely. I think actually a friend of the show, Habib Hedarian, worked on that.
Oh,
well,
really?
As,
you're going to give him
Moth.
Full credit? Okay,
I don't know if he gets full credit.
Okay,
but,
let's give him some.
So what I want everyone to do is go preemptively start the 128-bit support request on User Voice now. We'll get those votes going. So very cool.
Sure.
Obviously, a lot of great stuff in there. Also in the studio this week was Robert Green and Dimitri Lylan, where they actually take you through some demos of several of these features. One of the things I especially liked about what they drilled into here is they focused on some of the XAML improvements that in the Visual Studio 2013 preview were only available to Windows Store developers and Windows Phone developers. But now what they've done is they've actually made those available if you're building
WPF
or
phone,
Silverlight.
Doesn't matter.
Yep, exactly. So
XAML
that's really,
is XAML.
Really cool. Next up, of course, what's new in Team Foundation Server? I like this post by one of our MVPs, Martin Hinselwood, and he goes through and talks about a lot of the fit and finish UI improvements that have been made to things like Team Explorer. One of the things that I really like is the fact that he points out that Team Explorer will now remember all of the TF service connections that you have access to, which I've got access to dozens of projects, so that makes it really nice to remember you don't have to like have a cheat sheet somewhere else. And then probably the biggest new feature is this thing we're calling work item charting, the ability for you to create work charts in either Team Foundation Service or now on-prem with Team Foundation Server 2013. So for those of you that are data geeks like me, it's a really nice way to kind of
there's something about having just a chart, even though it shows like spectacular failures and that you're missing every day. Well, oh, it's in a pie chart. That's awesome.
Exactly. So that's really cool.
Yeah. So Uni had a blog post, and really this is a CodePlex release on the XAML snippet. So there's over 80 different XAML snippets. And Tim Heuer talked about this as well, and actually has, he had mentioned it in his Build 2013 session, actually had a how to actually build a code snippet. And we've talked about how to build code snippets in the past, but the idea is there's basically two types. There's the creation as well as the surrounds with. So you can easily surround something like, hey, I have a bunch of controls, let's put them in a stack panel. Like, I have three buttons, really I want those three buttons to be in a vertical stack panel. Well, VSP is vertical stack panel, right click, surround with.
Why would you go vertical?
Why not? Because let's say you are snapping, and you have three buttons this way, and it's getting cut off. So you go vertical to have the controls.
This guy has no design sense. Whatever.
I love how he criticizes a sample.
Whatever.
That is fantastic.
I wouldn't do that.
These are really great, and there's some nice ones like building a 2x2 grid, things that were just kind of tedious for you to have to do manually. You can easily spit that out in a very code-focused way.
Got it.
And even the styles, which is an important part, because a lot of people spend time taking the base style and then extending it, like a button.
Yes, definitely. So this is a Microsoft Virtual Academy Jumpstart. This is all about gaming engines for Windows 8.
Yeah, so first one goes kind of into game assets, and then it gets into three engines, Construct 2, GameMaker, and, of course, Unity. And then the last one is kind of how you go through. So if you are looking, this is, again, sort of a high level because these videos are only 40 minutes and you could spend, you know, hours talking about each of these different subjects. The game engines, it's a good overview of what's available and what are the capabilities of the game engines, as well as what tools for game assets, which is a great one, whether it's graphics or 3D models.
Yes, some of these I actually had not even heard about. So it's really cool to see what's out there. Next up, we have Learn How to Write Apps for Office Code Interactively with the API tutorial.
Yeah, so the idea here is it's actually a JavaScript API for Office that basically takes you through. The idea is they've had examples of this before where it's basically an online website where you can go ahead and interactively type code, sort of an interactive environment. For working with Office APIs.
Okay.
So if you're looking to sort of experiment and play around with it, it's a great area for you to basically play around with. And this particular example is Excel, or the Excel web app, I should say.
Okay. Definitely a good way to learn the model. This is a great post by Scott Hanselman. He talks about a lot of the new enhancements for web developers, some of which were available in the preview but have been built to be even better in the Visual Studio 2013 RC. Perhaps the most interesting one, I think, is this capability called Browser Link. So it's the idea that you can kind of enter this pseudo runtime slash design time mode where you kind of get the page inspector-esque experience of being able to see what your pages are actually rendering like in the browser, in multiple browsers if you want to. Mm-hmm. And then you can do the real-time update within Visual Studio and then say sync this code back out to these running browsers. Or you can now, in some situations, actually make the edits within the browser, and then those will be synced back to the code editor.
So
it's like, yeah.
But that's great when you like have a browser inspector and you find like a style isn't being applied or something like that. You can easily change it.
Yep, and it's extensible as well. So you could plug in future such browsers that you might want to support as well.
Which brings us to
Picks of the Week.
Picks of the Week.
So my pick of the week actually comes from our friends at formerly 352 Media. Now they've just abbreviated it to 352, but it's called Dungeons and Developers. And I thought this was a really clever, take on just showcasing all the different skills that as a web developer you might go out and learn how to focus on deployment of applications, learn how to bake in SEO.
It starts kind of with HTML, then there's a specialization CSS, JavaScript. JavaScript, two levels, and then it gets into, well, okay, now you have this level of JavaScript. How about, you know, are you doing JavaScript API frameworks? Are you doing server side?
Yep, saving throws against IE6, those sorts of things. So I thought this was really clever.
SEO optimization.
Yep. Nice job to 352. I'd love to see more of these types of charts, skills charts in the future.
Yeah, actually, frankly, it's a hilarious one. I went through and started building my own.
Does it give you a resume that you can print out at the end?
Yeah, right. That should be
an awesome resume.
You had the DBA thing all the way to extreme.
Yep, yeah, definitely.
2 out of 2 specialization.
And your pick is?
So my pick of the week is this was a SIGGRAPH project.
This is amazing.
Yeah, and it's already had 1 million views on YouTube. So if you haven't seen it, it's basically the idea is you can take a simple 2D photo and actually extract editable objects from it. So you basically give it the XYZ so it understands that, and then you trace the object and it can extract that from a 3D object. So the video goes into some of the ways that it doesn't work, but the ways that it works is absolutely amazing.
It's mind-blowing. I mean, I am almost
this
to the
is
point
magic.
Of claiming that this might be Jimmy Kimmel here that's going to like come out and say that he punked us or something like that. So yeah, that's really, really cool. I don't know, can you download this?
I think people were asking for it, or at least last time we checked, they were still asking for a way to be able to play with this.
Yeah, this is really, really cool.
But it's just amazing.
Imagine being able to print 3D models eventually with this type of technology.
Yeah, or like if you're you want to recreate something like, hey, you're building an enhancement to your kitchen, right? Wouldn't it be cool to be able to... Hey, I just saw this picture. Wouldn't it be nice to have the 3D model? I can see, like, does that thing go? No, let's stretch it out a little more. Or let's build this couch up. Or does it fit in and use these 3D tools?
Awesome pick, Dan. And we will see you next week.
Thanks.